April 26, 1918, U.S. Base Number 19. Dear old sweetheart, I am dropping you a few lines to let you hear from me, as I am well and hope you and all is the same. I have been trying to let you hear from me sooner, but I have been on the go most of the time. I had an urgent call the other day and had to go in a flying machine to meet a boat, and it was some trip and a grand sight. I am sending you the picture. I went over 60 miles in 40-some minutes and landed close to the boat I was to go on board. And I would rather come back in the plane than the boat. We were near 8 hours coming back in the boat, and but lots warmer. It was real cold in the air. And I was just right for a hot coffee when I got on board of the boat. And all was glad to see me and treated me fine, and we soon got underway and went into the base number 20. So I am on the go most of the time, and I am getting tired of shore work and living on French food. It is not like the food on board the boats. I am stopping at a house with an old French woman, and she is an old family and is related back to Louis XIV and has been one of the best families in Paris and was raised there. The house is a castle and was built in 1645 and it is still in good condition, but mighty cold. The wall is so thick and takes so long for sun to heat it, and no fire, only oil lamps, and can't get it. So I have lots of fun thinking over my past life. I am proud I am from the good old USA, for I don't think much of the French and their style of living. So I close this time hoping this will find all well and in good heart, and the war will soon end. I haven't given up hopes yet. Love to Mildred and Eulis Mary and Will Robert, and lots for yourself, and hope to see you once more with hugs and kisses to you and all. I have sent you new allotment today. From yours, Old Hub, R. Loader.